This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
What?
All right, nice to have you along. It's our second hour of radio broadcast today. Isaac and Sue, that's right. On the air since before Cooper Flagg was born.
Yes. Broadcast excellence. Hey, broadcast.
Broadcasting.
Capable?
Broadcast capable.
Yeah, I like that. Broadcast capable.
So we got a couple of big sports headlines that have moved the needle today. One is that Deion Sanders just got paid.
Fourth highest coach in college football.
He's the fourth highest coach? Like, smokes a lot of weed or?
I don't think he's a drinker or a smoker.
No.
I think he's a man of the Lord.
So you mean highest paid coach?
Do you believe?
Yeah. A lot of dough. $10 million a
year. 54 mil. I mean, I don't know what to make of this
one. Are
you
speechless?
Well, I want to give Deion his flowers. Because,
I mean, you kind of got to pay him, don't you?
Well, yeah.
You want to keep him. But does this keep him?
Here's my thing. This is my bold take. This ends poorly with Colorado.
I don't think it's that bold.
This will not end well. I understand why you did it. I understand why you felt like you had to do it, right? But here's a guy that took over just a dog-esque program, right? And Colorado was in bad shape. But I would make the argument that there were good bones there. Right? Colorado has been good. Colorado has won a national title. It's not as if Colorado has been ass forever. You should be able to have some success there, but they weren't. They sucked. And he came in and took that over. And the first year was there, didn't do anything other than
he's 4-8.
He had some excitement, but they were a bad football team. And then
But the excitement was a big deal, man.
It was.
Because that led to all the transfers and it led to some, you know, them selling tickets and them going viral and him being that, you know, that's. As 4-8 seasons go, that's probably the best 4-8 season of all time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not even kidding.
But, and then you went 9-4. which is nice. That's a nice record, right? To go and
well,
do
yeah.
that.
I mean, come on.
I want to be fair because I want to pull up the schedule here, because I remember going through this. There wasn't a lot of quality wins, and he also had his son, who is going to be a top three pick, and he had one of the better, maybe the best 2-way player we've ever seen in college football, in Travis Hunter. And you won 9 games, and let me pull it again. I want to be fair. So this is let me ask you where is your marquee win? So you beat North Dakota State barely, got drilled by Nebraska. You beat Colorado State. You beat a crappy Baylor team in overtime. You beat UCF, lost to Kansas State. You beat a bad Arizona team. You beat Cincinnati. You beat Texas Tech. You beat a Utah team that was dog mess. You got boat raced by Kansas. And then you bludgeoned Oklahoma State, who again was having an awful year. And then you got boat raced by BYU in the bowl game.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't one in there, really.
There's not a good, you
Texas
know.
Texas Tech?
Right? Maybe. I mean,
but
Texas
they were picked. I mean, to be
they,
fair,
they were picked bad.
They were picked 11th in the Big 12.
Yes,
and they finished fourth.
I think they finished fourth or fifth. Again, 9 wins is a nice year, and so I understand what you're doing. You are selling tickets. You are relevant. You matter. People care. But you just gave him $54 million. You just gave him $10 million at a school that doesn't have seemingly all the resources in the world, and I think it is very fair to ask someone that doesn't recruit high school at all, says he's not interested in it, continually changes over his roster so there's not a lot of continuity, continues to change over his coaching staff without any sort of continuity, that you're 2 years into this, and really the highlight is you get a lot of clicks and you beat some bad Big 12 teams. Is it fair for me to say that you just made him the fourth highest paid coach in football? One, you aren't the fourth best coach in college football. This isn't something that is really deserved, but I understand why they did it. And again, I'm just going to say that in 2 or 3 years, my prediction is that this ends poorly in Colorado, that this contract will not age like wine. It will age like bread.
Like, what's the guy's name from Michigan State that went to?
Mel Tucker.
Yeah. Like, is it going to be like the Mel Tucker contract?
You know, Michigan State gave him all of that money to go from Colorado to Michigan State, and they had the 1 year in the transfer portal. And Mike Norvell is this way too. Remember,
yeah,
we've seen this where teams that are rebuilt in the transfer portal, you can strike lightning in a bottle. Mike Norvell did it. Mel Tucker did it. We've seen some teams do it. What we haven't seen is a team that relies, and it's early on, so maybe, you know, down the road, maybe this changes. I just do not feel that the way he is doing this is a sustainable model. And next year, if Colorado goes back in a very average Big 12 to being a 4 or 5 win team, are you going to sit around and be like, what the hell are we paying $10 million for? Other than, well, he makes you relevant because he is a force of nature when it comes to press.
I guess I would ask, what would you do if you're in charge at Colorado? Your hands are tied.
Your hands are probably
can't,
tied.
I mean, you can't get rid of him.
No.
You have to give him, I don't know about $10 million, but I'm guessing he wanted a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not stupid.
No.
He knows his value. So
he probably held you over a barrel.
Well, yeah. Because you want to keep him.
Yeah.
He's the best thing that's happened to you since freaking Rashad Salaam. And I'm not kidding.
No. No. I mean, it's probably fair to say that he has been...
Rashawn Salaam? Rashad or Rashawn?
I think it's Rashawn.
Let's go to Will on this. Do you even know who that is?
Nope.
Heisman Trophy winning?
He was.
When did he win the Heisman?
He was the running back.
I was in high school, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to know that. Like, my Heisman Trophy starts at Matt Leinart.
Rashawn.
Oh, wow. Rashawn Salaam. Yeah, he was the running back for Colorado when they won it.
Yes.
Or when they, did they win it?
They did not win
it. Or no, that was the year that, that was the Joey year, wasn't it?
What?
Was that the, no, or was that, that was before the
Joey. Is that Neuheisel as the coach?
No, McCartney.
They
right?
won a national title with Darian Hagan as their quarterback and Eric Bieniemy, and then the
that's right.
And then this next version, the Rashawn Salaam, that was, they won a Heisman Trophy, and that was around that time where they had Cordell Stewart and they had Michael Westbrook, yeah. And that was in the old, the big Nebraska rivalry
days.
That's
in the 90s, yes. Right?
Yes.
And then in 2001, they were really good, the Joey year,
yes.
Where you had Nebraska,
yes.
And you know all that. And I don't remember who was on that team then.
That would have been...
But they were good, man.
They were good.
They had a good program.
Yes. By the way, Rashawn Salaam dead.
What?
Yeah, he passed away.
What happened? What happened to my man?
He died. Let's look and see this. I do remember when I saw this. I was like, yeah, he passed away. 2016, 42-year-old Salaam was found dead. City Park. Autopsy was performed. Possible suicide. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gunshot wound to the head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really, his blood alcohol or content was 3 times the legal limit. And he had a bunch of THC in his system.
Yikes.
They did not consent to the test that would have revealed. They wanted his brain for the CTE bank, and the family said no. So they declined to have his brain tested, but he did suffer through really bad depression. So... Look, at 42, you're battling that depression. You committed suicide, drugs. You know, he might have been dealing with something, but the family wasn't interested.
Can you name their quarterback from the year Joey beat them in the Fiesta Bowl? Because I just looked this up.
Their quarterback. I'm trying to think.
Exactly.
No, I do remember because I was getting recruited by Colorado. They had a Buckus Award-winning linebacker, Matt Russell, I believe. Colorado was good. When I was in high school and then coming out, Colorado was a big deal.
Well, that year they had Bobby Purify.
Oh, I do remember Bobby Purify. He was the running back.
Yep.
42, I believe.
Donald Strickland was on the defense.
I don't remember who the quarterback was.
Yeah.
Am I going to kick myself? Or
no,
is it...
you're not. Because I'm like, what? Bobby Pesavento?
Doesn't ring a bell. That was their quarterback?
Yeah.
I would have assumed I would have known who their quarterback was. Because, I mean, you mentioned Bobby Purify. I'm like, I remember that.
They had two. Craig Oaks, does that name?
That does not ring a bell.
Ring a bell. He played 7 games, and Bobby Pesavento played 9 that year.
What year is that?
2001. That's the year they lost to Joey in the Fiesta Bowl. Our friend Joey.
Well, I'll be damned, dude. I don't.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would remember that better than I did.
38-16 the final. Anyway, what were we talking about? Colorado.
Anywho.
What would you have done if you're in charge of Colorado? You got to lock him up.
I guess you got
to. And that's the going. It's like a quarterback that you know is pretty good.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
You really don't.
No.
So I don't know if it keeps him at Colorado.
Well, the buyout is not ridiculous.
It's $12 million this year, and then it goes down to all, like $3 million by 2029.
Yeah, 10, 6, 4, 3...
And he can retire as long as he doesn't unretire.
Yeah.
And there's no penalty.
So, and by the way, I was wrong this year. They had certainly a better record than I thought they would. I don't think he has a marquee win in 2 years. I think you can win 9 games with an elite quarterback and an elite receiver, playing in a bad conference or a very average conference. I think this year is going to be a crash back down to earth. I don't think they're going to be very good, and you may look and say, what the hell are we spending our money on? But I understand why they did it.
Would you have pissed him off if you go to him and say, hey, we need a prove it year out of you?
100%.
So you piss him off.
You
can't do that.
Can't do
so
it.
You just gotta lock him up.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with most of the criticisms of him. That said, just pay the man.
Yeah.
He's got you relevant for the first time in however many years.
Yeah.
Just see what comes of it.
Yeah.
See it through.
And hopefully, you know, I don't even know with this. I don't know if you can keep him. If someone really came calling and wanted him, he knows there's a ceiling to what he's going to do at Colorado. There just is. And you know whether it was the Dallas Cowboy thing or whether it was an SEC job or whatever, I mean, he can say all he wants that he's here and he's, you know, building something. I don't know. I don't buy that. I do not think that Colorado is some sort of special place that he could never conceivably leave. I don't believe.
Well, it just got a lot more special for 10 million different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's getting 10 million a year. He's top 5 highest paid coach in college football.
I still would ask for 10 million. If I'm Colorado, I'm like, can you please get on an airplane and go recruit? Like,
well, you know, the other thing too about this just came to my mind towards the end of our conversation here is that we always talk about this with quarterbacks. Lock him up early,
yeah.
And 3 years down the road, the deal looks like a good deal.
Sure.
this has the potential to be that.
Sure.
Because if he does anything over the next 3-4 years, you're going to look back and go, whoa, only $10 million a year?
But I guess my argument to that, and it goes back to you have no choice, but if he were to do something, he's not there. He's gone. Because someone big will come calling with really deep pockets and with all the resources and the NIL money. Colorado, or really any school in the Big 12, is not competitive. They're just not. They make, what, $33 million a year? And now with when the house settlement comes through and you have to pay players revenue sharing and all that, look, if you're not in the Big Ten or you're not in the SEC, you are about to become irrelevant in the world of college football moving forward. And Deion knows it. And if he does have success, if he in the next 2 years has a pop year at Colorado where they win 10 or 11 games, my man is gone.
All right. The other headline today is that a team bound for the playoffs in the NBA just axed its coach.
Whoops.
We'll get to that next on The Fan. Okay, don't turn around and look at the game. Don't do it. But we have about, we're almost at the under 12 timeout.
Mm-hmm.
How many points combined? It's Michigan State, Mississippi, by the way.
Okay, where are
we're
we
almost at the under 12 timeout. There's 12 and a half minutes left in the first half.
Oh, God.
Mississippi, okay. Michigan State.
I'm going to say
combined.
Combined.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you're probably, because it's going to be low, although you wouldn't be saying it. So I'm going to say it's like 20 to 50. I'll say 35 points.
35?
Yeah.
They have a combined so far in this basketball game.
Yeah.
16 points. 17, sorry. The score is 10 to 7.
Hey, 10-8 now. I just looked. Someone hit a free throw.
Ah, another free throw.
This is why I said, no offense to Tom Izzo, but I don't want Michigan State in. I know it's an effective way to play, but again, if you're a hockey fan, you remember the neutral zone trap. You can win that way. It doesn't mean I want to watch you do it.
Yeah. We just got to weed these teams out and get to all the big stud teams.
Get out of here. Rough taco.
Where's Alabama? Just put them in every game. They just chuck threes. So cool. All right.
Not when your team's the one having them launched.
Well,
on.
Guard someone then.
Well, that's not what we do. Stop that. Quit telling us how to
play.
Boy,
I tell you, in hindsight, that was a terrible matchup.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, terrible for
good.
You guys.
It's not good.
You probably would have had a better chance against Duke.
Probably. Didn't go well. Look, we knew all what was going to happen when the exciting whites ran into a real team.
The other thing that happened today worth noting is that the Grizzlies, who are fifth in the West, 44-29, they fired their coach.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins is out.
Well, his problem is that the best player that he has never plays. So turns out that's kind of a big deal.
Now, I'm going to tread lightly here.
Tread away.
Didn't I see something that Grizzlies guys were fighting in the huddle the other night? Did I see that? Anybody got anything on that?
That I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Well, Danny, who knows the NBA,
yes,
was saying that this was rumored to be happening in the offseason anyway.
Mm.
So I don't really know why they did it now. He said he was surprised, or they said this was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Because they are fifth in the... I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah, but they... Clark is out for the year. Morant is... He's only played 43 games this year. Like... This is one of those things. Remember, we were talking about this when it came to the Luka Doncic thing, when everyone was like, why did they trade Luka? And the feeling is that they looked and said, we are not comfortable giving a supermax to this guy. There will be problems. And there was a report out there. A couple people were saying, dude, this may become a trend. And they said, keep an eye on this. They said,
Jaw could
be the next one. They said, if Jaw ends up being moved, there's only one reason. Memphis looks at it and says, dude, this guy does not have the physical or the mental makeup for us to give him the new Supermax, and maybe it's time to move on. And if that happens, then you know it's a thing. And he's played 9 games last year, played 43 games this year, has all the off-court stuff where seemingly he can't go on Instagram without pulling out a gun. And this was supposed to be one of the faces of the NBA in the face of a Memphis team that looked like it was on the come up. And now you have injuries across the board. You have a star that you can't rely on, and you just fired your coach.
Well, what does this have to do with the coach?
Maybe it's just a product of, you know, someone has to take the fall, right? And maybe it's, you know, you don't feel that you have control. You know, the inmates running the asylum.
I don't know. I mean, Taylor Jenkins, I'm looking at his record.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine. Lost in the first round a couple times. Lost in the conference semis the year they won 56 games. 21-22. Whatever. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the players just didn't like him.
Could be. And they were saying, like, I was listening.
Because you know how NBA players are.
Oh, dude. That's the hardest.
Bunch of ninnies.
That is the hardest damn job in the league. Or in any sport, is being the head
coach.
Well,
yeah, because it sounds like Taylor Jenkins was pretty, you know, kind of a hard ass.
Yeah.
And NBA players ain't having that.
No.
But then if you're too light, you suck.
Well, and Danny was saying something about, too, that the guy that they're replacing with is some Finnish dude who runs more of a European style. Everyone gets to eat. No longer is it focused on one guy. And he was bringing up the theory, is it possible they're doing that because you can't rely on John Morant? And if you're not going to rely on John Morant, maybe you need someone that does a better job of facilitating a team kind of focus concept.
Okay.
Yeah. How did that work out for David Blatt, by the way, in Cleveland?
David, like, Blatt.
Yeah.
Where's he now?
I have no idea.
Remember that guy?
But, you know, so much of the NBA does boil down to, you know, you let the big dog eat. And if you can't get on board with that, you get flushed.
Well,
maybe this is the opposite, where they're like, we're trying to bring someone in that can spread out the wealth because we don't know how much we can rely on John Morant.
Well, that's cool, but I don't know. This is just weird timing. There's only 9 games left in the regular season, and they're the 5 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So something must not been right with him. I have the odds on the next Grizzlies head coach, if you'd like.
Is it anyone that we've heard of?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of names you've heard of on here. Yeah.
What do you got?
Chaunce is not on the list.
No.
Chaunce is not going to the Grizzlies.
I wouldn't think so.
Although, maybe he would.
Well, we'll see what happens and whether he comes back. They got the option on him. Who knows what's happening there? Do you want the Memphis job?
I think if you're Chaunce, you do. Over this one. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder. So Memphis is sitting there, like you said, they're fifth. And the last couple of years, Memphis felt like a bit of an up-and-coming team. And I get it. You have some injuries, but we see this all the time where you get a young team and they start showing some flash, they start showing some promise, and they're a top, you know, 4 or 5 team. And then it never goes anywhere. Next thing you know, you're there for like 5 years, and this is just who you are. And I wonder if maybe just the Memphis Grizzlies, this is what they are. They're a good team that's a playoff team every year and is going jack squat nowhere.
So the guy who just got the gig, the interim guy, he's the odds-on favorite.
Okay.
But then they've got Steve Nash at 3-1 on here.
Okay.
Followed by Sam Cassell, Damon Stoudemire, Mike Brown, and Jerron Collins. Mm. And then there's Jeff Van Gundy.
Dude, go get me one of the Van Gundy brothers. Let's go.
Stan's on the list, too.
Old Stan.
He was on a call of one of the games last night, and he was dreadful, I thought. But Dan Hurley's on the list, too. That, you know, Dan Hurley, he wouldn't work in the NBA.
No.
It took me all of 2 seconds to think about that.
And that was that whole Lakers thing. Yeah, I'm sure him and Ja would blend wonderfully. I'm just looking here, like, so
Frank Vogel.
Since Jenkins took over, so, you know, they've won 34 games, lost in the conference first round, won 56 games, lost in the semis, 51 lost in the first round, 27 last year, that was Morant, didn't play, you know, 27. And then this year, they're going to be the fifth or sixth seed and get bounced in the first round. And he just got fired. That's kind of what I'm saying, is like, that's just the definition of you're just treading water and you feel like you've got a dude in Ja Morant. Anytime you have that guy, you're like, hey, we've got something. But this goes back to the whole report of, do you really have someone, or do you have a guy that in theory is a star that you can't really build around because he's a massive problem and is never on the floor? Yeah. And when he is on the floor, he's pulling guns.
All that's fine. It's just, why now?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Yeah. Mark Jackson's still sitting out there. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know why.
Calipari?
I wonder if things just inside were really full on just meltdowns.
Yeah, the players probably hated him, and it's probably possible. Hated the players.
Yeah. Maybe he just got into a shouting match with someone and they're like, enough of this. It'll come out. Give it time.
Like I said, I think there was a thing the other night where a couple of Grizzlies players got into it with each other in the huddle, which, you know.
Yeah. And if you lose the locker room and you lose control of the team, you know, maybe that's enough.
Well, Chaunce isn't going to Memphis.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Do you think he comes back?
I do, because I think that
they got an option on him.
Well, I think the Blazers now realize they kind of have to bring him back.
He was actually pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, man,
they thought he wasn't the guy, and he kind of showed them that he kind of is. And now it's like, well,
and then he's kind of screwed you over by being like the you're gonna have like the eighth or ninth pick.
And then it sounds like maybe he doesn't mind staying either.
Well,
which is wild, because we thought maybe they'd pissed him off enough where he'd just get the hell out of here.
Well, it kind of felt like they were trying to force him out. They're like, just quit.
I think that's what they wanted. And now they're like, well, we can't do that.
He's actually all right.
He's all right. Let's give him a little money.
Team's getting better.
I think he'll be back, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to. When you have a franchise that has no plan, how the hell do you predict that?
It's a valid point.
They have no plan.
Well, Clyde came out the other day and ripped Burt Cole the new one and basically said the same thing. He goes, as long as that dip-ass is in charge of anything.
Yeah. Clyde Drexler said that?
Yeah, remember I don't know if you were paying attention, but they honored the last finals team.
And, no, I was not.
Well, and a lot of those guys that unfortunately have passed away, like Duck is gone and Cliff and Kersey, but Clyde wasn't there. And so people were asking, I think it was Kerry Eggers that had it. Kerry or Dwight, one of the old timers. I think it was Kerry Eggers had it. And someone reached out to Clyde. And of course, it's a he said, she said thing. But Clyde is claiming that no one told him that, you know,
that there's no way that's true.
That was true. And Portland's like, well, no, like, you know, we invited him. And Clyde's like, it was a last minute thing. And then Clyde also basically came out and said that he's butthurt, and he believes that the franchise and especially Burt Cole, he named Burt by name, that it's just he just has hard feelings for the organization. And he says that it's a crappy one. And, you know, when that's done, when new ownership comes, then maybe Clyde will, you know, come back around.
Well, I don't know much about Clyde's acumen, but I can tell you he's spot on about that.
And, you know, that's the, I was talking.
And he played there. He would know.
And he was the one, and Burt was the one supposedly responsible for getting rid of Adelman, and Clyde thought that they needed to have another crack at it and, you know, and didn't give him that opportunity, and was one of the reasons why Clyde's like, dude, I'm done here. And you know, it's that relationship has never really been mended. And he has a lot of hurt feelings towards that. So look, the bottom line is, regardless of what you think, until there is new ownership, it is a very weird.
Yes.
It's just a weird situation. It's that you can't be successful under this regime.
I am.
But I do think it makes it a lot harder.
I don't think you're going. You're that team. You know how teams that continually get great draft picks but never get better? You know that whole dynamic?
Yeah. The Washington Wizards, the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah. There's a reason why those teams never get better is because they just are bad franchises. Yeah. I hate to say this. I do hate to say this. That's Portland now.
Yeah. I hope not.
That's what they are.
But
that's what they are. They need to sell. Otherwise, nothing will change.
Yeah.
Hey, is your beaver missing?
Nice beaver.
That's next on In the News. Here's Will. Yes, we are boogieing today.
True story.
It is currently March 28, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame newsman. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful day. Well, it's kind of cold, but...
I don't know what you're talking about. It was pissing rain the other... a couple hours ago. It was awful.
The sun is peeking out. Yeah. It's over.
I was driving back from Tulips today, again. And it was nightmare out there.
Yeah, sneaky cold out there, but it's getting better.
Also, happy birthday.
Thank
70
you.
Years old, Liquor Rick.
Liquor Rick,
celebrating at a... strange little Chinese restaurant in Tualatin that Rick has been going to for years. Liquor Rick is a wonderful human.
Yeah, he was part of the Weasel Tour.
Yeah.
He texts me from time to time. Yeah. He's always texting me about random sports things.
That's Liquor Rick having.
But he keeps in touch.
Yeah, every now and then Liquor Rick reaches out, but he's a good man. So I wanted that. That's my ITN today, is happy 70th.
The Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. Today is National Hot Tub Day.
Oh, I do love it. Mine is currently out of commission.
We have a controversy.
What do you got?
Well, I was up... I can't remember if you were here. I think you were gone. I was telling this to Buck when you were away. Or maybe Schulte. Anyway, I was up... I have this new LLC called You Buy, We Try.
Sure.
You buy something cool and we'll come in and stay there. And tell you everything you need to do.
Okay.
For real Airbnb people.
I like where you're going with this.
And a buddy of mine bought a place up It's outside of Sandy, mm-hmm. on the way up to the mountain. Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the river up there?
Right on the river. Right on the river. The river is raging right now. Beautiful little cabin with a bunkhouse and all this. Very, very cozy. But he's thinking of putting in, I said, the only thing missing is a hot tub. I told him this as part of my you buy, we try write-up. And he's like, well, we're going to put in a sauna.
Okay.
And this sparked a debate amongst all of us.
The hot tub versus sauna debate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even a debate.
Well, what's...
The hot tub.
Which way? Well, see, that's what I think. But he said...
Your friend's an idiot.
A sauna is going to be better because it's just less upkeep, and he's going to put it right there where it's just like overlooking the river. They're putting in a sauna.
Okay, here's the problem with this. One... Okay, so you're looking out of a foggy window at the river. What does that do? No one relaxes in a sauna. A sauna is like therapeutic. You're in there to sweat. I think
that's the idea.
But no, when
it's like a therapeutic retreat place.
When
that's
you
what
have a
is.
Hot tub, that's where you sit and relax and have a beverage and you listen to music.
Well, listen, I'm telling you what his vision is. Yeah, well, his vision is therapeutic.
Well, he's a moron.
But I think the hot tub is a better play.
Yes.
But they don't want to put in a hot tub.
Well, in the hot tub, like I said, I've drained my hot tub, and then I just have to clean it and refill it. So the hot tub is more maintenance, but the hot tub versus sauna debate, unless you're like Joe Rogan, dude, that's... What are you
doing? It's not really that.
It's not really a debate. The hot tub is superior to the sauna in every way.
It's also Weed Appreciation Day.
All right. Well, and then you can smoke weed in the hot tub, and then everything's great.
Are you high right now, Will?
Nope.
You're one of the kids. Aren't the kids always high?
I'm not a drug guy.
It's not a drug.
No, I think it's a drug.
Weed's definitely a drug.
Yeah, it's
definitely a drug.
It's a drug.
Not a drug guy.
Not to me, man.
It's a lifestyle for you?
It is fascinating, those people that literally wake up and do the wake and bake every day for like years and years. That blows my mind.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I had a roommate like that.
Yeah, I don't...
We all know that guy.
Yeah, we all know that guy. I saw an interview with Seth Rogen that says that he has been high every day. I think he said for like 15 years. He said he went to, and the only break that he's had, he said it's more like 30 years. He just said he went to, I think it was Singapore, where like their drug punishments are not, the cut off hands and stuff. He said that's the only time that he has not been high in, you know, decades.
Is that a problem? Like, when you talk about booze, like, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And that's bad. But with weed, is that,
to them, it's just, obviously, Seth Rogen's a very successful guy. So to him, he's probably like, what? But I would say, if you are required to take a substance to kind of get through your day, yeah, I think that's an issue. Like, if you have to have a drink every day, you have a problem.
Does he have to have it, or does he just want it?
Well, for 30 years, like, at some point, like, yeah, I think that's, I think that is, you, that cross is over. You would think at some point over that time, you'd be like, I feel like taking a break.
But don't they say that weed's not addictive? Don't they say that?
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, they say, like, the chemicals aren't, but, like, you get a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just addictive in a different way.
Yeah, your body, I think the idea is, like, if you go off of it, you may not go through withdrawals, but, you know, weed guy fascinates me.
Weed guy.
And by the way, weed guy, I get it. You love the weed. Life is not, all of life's problems are not solved by weed. And stop saying it because everyone is annoyed and just... Man, if we all just smoked weed, it's the people's weed. Everyone,
tell that to Cheech.
Oh, God, it's the most nauseating thing in the world.
Or Chong.
Let it go.
A lost and confused beaver was found by community members on the sidewalk along Northeast Evergreen Road in Hillsboro.
The wayward beaver.
Earlier this week.
Mm. Who hasn't dealt with that?
Yeah, the wayward beaver. Mm. Got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Hate that. Right, Will?
Whose beaver was it?
My beavers don't escape.
Creepy.
That is a little creepy.
I heard it after I said it. Beaver was it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was nature's beaver.
Oh, it's not owned. You can't own
Mother Nature's beaver.
Mother Nature's beaver.
Mm. You ever thought about what that's like?
Guessing bushy.
Oh, God.
What?
Why?
Aren't beavers bushy?
I mean, kind of.
But why?
Well, they're definitely hairy.
Hillsborough police posted on X, formerly Twitter, a video of the beaver being relocated and released to the 635-acre Jackson Bottom Wetlands Preserve, which is approximately 5 miles away from where the beaver was found. The officer can be seen opening the cage. The beaver does his little waddle, his little beaver waddle.
They are adorable.
Out of the cage and gets in the water and swims away. I always wonder about that, like when you relocate. Are they like,
where the hell am I?
Does the beaver get in the water and go like, what the hell? I got to swim all the way back down there?
This isn't where I want to be. Or is he like, hey, this is really cool. This is way better than where I used
to
be.
Did they just make a new life at the new place?
I think you go find some new beavers and you're like, I don't know. You're like, what's up, beaver bros? Let's do this here. New beaver, yeah. Everyone's excited about new beaver. I was
Where did that beaver come from? That's wild.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Hillsborough. Like right on the street in Hillsborough.
This is like part of my, we need to domesticate more animals. Like, I'm kind of bored with the cats and dogs. And a beaver would be high on my list. If you could domesticate a beaver and I could have a pet beaver, 100%. Those things look adorable as hell.
They're eating the pets.
Yeah, I'm out.
You don't want the beaver?
No. I mean,
why
I do,
not?
But not...
Why?
I mean, oh, now you boxed me into a corner.
You just get them, like, some sticks to chew on, and then they, like, make it... They make dams. I've seen a video where someone had a pet beaver, and it was constantly pulling things from the house and building a dam like in the hallway. It's like instinctual.
Cute.
I think that'd be adorable.
Cute, but not really.
You get like a little Mr. Turtle pool with a slide in the back, and it's splashing around in there, and then building a little cool like fort back. Come on, get on board with the beaver
fort.
Yes.
All right, I've got a story about fake ice coming up next. This is in the news on the Fan. All right, nice to have you along. We are careening toward the Hot 5 at 5. This, though, in the news, March 28, 2025. Fake ice. You knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
We have a 26-year-old Washington resident charged with criminal impersonation in Fife Municipal Court. Fife, Washington.
Yeah, so pretending to be ICE agents kicking in doors?
Yep.
Were they trying to rob him or just be asses?
This dude only faces a gross misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. I say only. But they don't know if he'll face federal charges. There was an incident outside of Emish Market. On that day, a Ford SUV with ICE in large letters next to a pseudo-seal of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on its side drove through the market's parking lot. Under ICE was a much smaller decal that said, Delivery. According to Fife Police, the presence of the vehicle appeared intentional outside of the Ukrainian grocery store. Witnesses reported the person or persons inside the vehicle were recording employees and customers. The vehicle fled before police arrived.
So they weren't. They were just trying to bully people. They weren't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe they were trying to detain people and then using it. There's a show right now called Dope Thief on Apple where they pretend to be cops and they raid drug houses and arrest people and then just steal all their stuff and run away, which actually kind of seems like a smart idea until you rob the cartels. I thought it was more like that, like people, you know, trying to play renegade cop.
The assistant chief with the Fife Police Department, his name is Doug Newman, living his police dream out in Fife. He says, you can't deny that this vehicle showing up at a Ukrainian grocery store where you have customers and employees who have family members that are worried about their war-torn area, you can't deny that that is very concerning.
Yeah. So, just someone that's being an ass and is trying to prey on people. And
it is a former Tukwila Police Department SUV patrol vehicle.
And then they just put the logo on there.
Yeah. And they sell it. They sell them through private buyers.
People are wonderful. AKA pieces of crap. Cool. Cool bit, people. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's a really bad bit. Like, what are they... What are you doing?
You haven't seen these.
Well, no, I have, but it's like, what is the point? Yeah. Like, what are you trying to accomplish?
You're just being an ass. You're trying to make people scared. There was a video that went around. There was a guy who used to go pick up like migrant workers at Home Depot, you know, and put them in the back of a truck, and then he would drive them to ICE buildings, you know, tell them that he was hiring them for work, and you know, people are terrible.
You saw the
people are terrible.
Tufts University girl, did you see that one?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, that was real. Like, the feds came and whisked her away.
Yeah.
And now there's, well, you know, not to get into the whole thing, but
that's
it's just,
why I'm...
it's controversial because they're saying it's because of her beliefs in support of Hamas.
Yeah, this is the way they...
And there's like six agents.
I thought it was a guy that was leading a protest.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. But this woman was just, she was just like standing there getting ready to catch a bus or something. Yeah, and six agents, all in masks, by the way, not showing their face. Federal agents.
Yeah. It is.
U.S. not pretending to be. They were just whisked her out of there.
It's
terrifying.
Strange times right now, man.
Don't have to worry about you, though. You're just a big white insurrectionist.
No.
They're not coming after you.
No. I think, if anything, I'm getting some sort of accommodation.
Unless they come after you and force you into their army.
My mom was an illegal.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You can't be saying that.
She was, for years.
You sent an ICE over to her house right now?
Yeah, she's from Sweden. No one cared.
Ah, you look fine.
We have a buddy of ours who is a tiny British fella, and he's been illegally here for like 7, 8 years.
Say too much.
And we always joke. We always joke about it with him. And we're like, no one's looking for you. He's like, ah. Say I'm all right.
In the news brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next on The Fan.